I think some of the spookiest stories that we get are where a haunting or a ghost or something unexplained happens in a setting where you least expect it. It's one thing to be in the big, creepy, haunted house and the big gables and all that. You know, those sort of settings, you almost just feel like it's going to be haunted. And even if it's not, your mind is going to tell you it is. But when you're like on a modern setting, when you're in a modern house, when you're in a modern building or a college campus or a grocery store or something like that, those seem to be the ones when it gets dark, it gets dark really fast. Today, we got some interesting stories for you of hauntings in settings that may not necessarily be typical of a haunting. We're going to hear about a college campus and a woman that seems to be stalked by, and I say this because I don't know any other way to describe it, a zombie-like figure of a woman who was a victim of a horrible car accident on that campus. And it's in no disrespect to the individual that lost their life, but that is how they described what they saw and was followed by around the campus. Now, was it actually that girl? I highly doubt it. I think it was something taking the image of that girl getting much darker. But it was a terrifying story. It is a terrifying story. And as I would describe it, probably one of the best ghost stories that we've ever gotten into the show, probably in the top 10 for me. That's a rarity when I can say that out loud, but it's moving up a notch to number 8. I don't know. But it's a good one. That's our first story. Then, can you make peace with the spirits of children that simply want to play as they haunt a fairly modern house that two sisters are cleaning? They're good stories today. You're not going to want to miss this. It's EPP bonus episode number 358 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Picture this. You are alone late at night on a sprawling college campus, and you're just trying to get back to your office to do a little bit of work before going out with some friends. But it's late at night, so, you know, it's kind of dead. It's not super busy at that moment, and you're just kind of going alone. It's fall. It's starting to get kind of chilly. Sun setting earlier. And you start having memories about a tragedy that occurred on campus not that long ago. And then strange things start happening. You start being followed by a vehicle and then by a person. Or so you think it's a vehicle or a person. And it turns into one of the most terrifying nights of your life and an experience that you can't explain to your friends or family because they're going to think you're absolutely crazy, but you know it happened. That's what happens in our next story. And I quite honestly have to say, the way the story is written and how creepy it is, I think it goes into my top 10 stories of all time on the show. I don't know if it's because of that or because the account actually takes place about 10 miles from our studio. So I can really picture a lot of this as I was reading it. It's a good one, though. Take a listen. This is my first time to write in, and I'm really excited to share my story with you. It was a terrifying experience, and I do not tell anyone that I know personally. They would think I'm insane. My story requires a little bit of background information for it to make sense. I'm a student at the University of Arkansas. My campus is beautiful, and there's always people who drive through the middle of campus just to see the trees and buildings. It's also really close to a local high school. Several high school students will drive through campus to get to school. In February of 2019, there was a terrible accident on campus. A student at the local high school was driving through campus on her way to school Most of the streets on campus have several crosswalks, as pedestrians are always everywhere. Anyone who lives in the area always knows to watch for pedestrians. The driver was headed down Garland Avenue, which is one of the busiest streets on campus. She was texting and did not see a girl in the crosswalk. The driver hit the girl, and the girl died 2 days later in the hospital. Everyone on campus and in the surrounding area was extremely careful on campus after that, always paying attention to crosswalks, whether you were the driver or the pedestrian. It was sad and depressing for a few weeks after. Fast forward a few months, it's October, I work on campus. My office is in the same building where many of the classes are. I parked in the parking garage on Garland Avenue, which forced me to cross the same crosswalk that the girl did. I crossed it multiple times after she died, and it made me feel creeped out and sad, but nothing ever happened. The week before Halloween was busy at my job. I was working a lot that month. I'd forgotten something on campus in my office, and I needed to be able to work from home. My friends had made plans at night to meet up and go mini-golfing at 10 p.m. I decided to go into the office and work for a couple of hours since I could not get any work done from home. Then I go meet them to hang out later. The sun sets around 6:30 in the fall month, so it was already dark by the time I parked around 7 p.m. I got out of my car and walked to the crosswalk. I crossed three lanes of the road and happened to look up to the right when I got into the fourth lane of traffic. There was a dark gray Toyota Corolla slowly driving towards me. I stopped dead in my tracks, and I'm not quite sure why I did not just keep walking. Something felt off about this car. The windows were very tinted, to the point that I could not see anyone inside the car. The car stopped about 10 feet from me, and it started to rev its engine up. That snapped me out of whatever trance I was in and made me take the final steps to the sidewalk. The car sped off to the stoplight and up the road and disappeared around the corner down the street that led to my building. I shook my head thinking it was some stupid college kid trying to show off or be cool. I weaved through some dorms and finally got to the next crosswalk that crossed the driveway to the side door of my building. This crosswalk is a one-way street that connects to the street that I previously crossed. I looked to my left for any oncoming traffic, and there was that same car sitting. I waited for the car to drive by, but it stopped and flashed its lights at me. I guess this meant he was trying to let me cross. I went ahead and started to walk across the street, but when I got to the middle of the road, the car lurched forward and stopped about 12 inches from me. With that, I scurried to the other side of the road and turned around to chew out the driver, out of anger for almost hitting me. I turned around to the driver window, which was also very tinted. It slowly rolled down, only to reveal that no one was inside. I blinked and rubbed my eyes to make sure I was really seeing a driverless car. I looked in the back seat to see if there had been someone hiding back there trying to freak me out, but there was no one in the passenger seat or the back seat either. The driver's seat back was upright, so I knew they were not simply lying the seat down to avoid me seeing them. I felt the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I got a chill down my spine. I quickly hurried around to turn around to the door. I scrambled to get my keys out to open the exterior door, and I heard a car door open and slam shut behind me. I did not dare turn around because I did not want to see who or what was behind me. I finally got the right key to go in the door and slung it open and got inside. There was another set of doors I had to go through. I turned around when I got through them. Both sets of doors were glass so I could see outside. And the car was gone. I tried to block it out of my mind as someone pranking me since it was close to Halloween. I turned to go down the long hallway of the building that I worked in, and this hallway had motion-activated lights that really sucked. The motion sensors did not work well, so most of the time they would not turn on when you walked past them. I've never seen them on unless the switch was flipped. They only turned on when you did that instead of turning on when a person walked by. The hallway had faculty offices and a few computer labs in it, but it was late. Everyone had pretty much gone home. There was no one in the offices or computer labs as I made my way through the hall. I started walking down, and the lights all turned on at once, all the way down the hall. This only happened if someone flipped one of the switches. There were only two switches. One at the end by me, when at the other end of the hall, the very far end, I was looking in the direction of the second light switch and didn't see anyone walk by or turn it on. I didn't see a hand from around the corner flip it on or anything. I knew there was no one behind me who could have switched the light on from there. I was about 5 feet from it, so I know I did not hit it by mistake. I thought it was odd. I got another shiver down my spine, but I just kept walking. I finally made it to the end of the hallway, and I felt someone watching me from behind. I turned around fast to see who it was. I looked, and there was no one there. I would have seen someone duck into one of the classrooms or office suites because all the doors were closed when I walked by. I would have heard a door open and shut at the very least. I decided that I was crazy and that no one was there. Every single light turned off at once, like someone switched the light switch again. I was looking at both light switches and neither one moved. With that, I quickly made my way through the open part of the building to the staircase that led to the office suite. The staircase goes to the lower level of the building, and there's a landing on the second floor, which I was currently on. There's a ceiling-to-floor windows that overlook the tiny parking lot behind the building. There was a girl standing there facing the windows with her back to me. She had long brown hair that fell to her lower waist. I could see she was wearing jeans and a white top with a large red pattern on it. It was very odd. The red splotches were random and looked almost like paint. I called out to her to say hello so I didn't startle her, but she did not turn around. She didn't seem odd, since most of the janitorial staff cleans late at night. They typically have earbuds in to pass the time with music or podcasts or whatever they like listening to. It was common for them to not hear people walk up, especially since it was not common for others to be there after hours. I shrugged it off and started towards the staircase, but then a thought occurred to me. I looked back at the girl, who had not moved. She was just standing there. She did not have a mop, broom, trash cart, or any other janitorial supplies. I stepped down into the first step, and that's when she slowly turned to face me. I almost puked when I saw her face. She looked to be about my age, late teens, early 20s. She was gorgeous on one side of her face, but the other side was missing. By missing, I mean that her skin was shredded. It was gone. I could see her skull, jawbone, and teeth. From what I could tell, her expression was anger. She was furrowing her one existing brow and narrowing her good eye at me. She started stalking across the landing towards me with her arms outstretched. I could not rationalize what I was seeing. I had no idea how this girl was standing, let alone moving towards me quickly. The whole left side of her body was shredded, just like her face. I could see parts of bone in her arm and leg. Her clothes were torn on that side as well. I realized that the red paint I had seen on her shirt was indeed blood. I finally let my brain take over my body and I darted down the steps and immediately to the door of my office suite. And that's where we're going to pause the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode. I'm telling you, this is one of the best stories we've ever had. You don't want to miss the rest of this thing. Check it out when you become an extra podcast person in EPP. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all the bonus episodes in their entirety. We give you one a week. That's what helps keep this show on the air. And you get our archive, our advanced episodes, all commercial free. It's a thank you for contributing $5 a month to help keep this thing afloat. So check it out. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.